Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
We are asking, should Google alerts for speed cameras be removed? And it's because road safety campaigners want Google to remove the sat-nav alerts for the random Garda speed traps and checkpoints and speed cameras in an effort to try and ensure reckless drivers are detected and lives saved on our roads. Susan Gray is the chairperson at Park. Susan is with me on the line today. Just explain why you want the Google alerts taken down, Susan.
Hello, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. First of all, we'd like to thank Owen English of the Irish Examiner for reporting this story, and to Oliver Moran of the Green Party for criticising this Google sat-nav. Right. It's not going to save any lives. This is alerting. What Google is actually doing is alerting drivers to checkpoints so they can avoid them. So some of these people that will be avoiding them could very well be drink drivers, drug drivers, disqualified drivers. I could go on forever.
Mm.
And Google thinks it's okay. And they claim that road safety is a top priority for them. So they should be assisting the Gardaí in the work. This is not assisting the Gardaí. The Gardaí are setting up checkpoints. Google's alerting people where they are. The lawbreakers are avoiding them.
Is it that they're avoiding them, or is there an argument to be made, Susan, that, you know, if people know there's speed cameras or whatever, speed vans or whatever they are, right, on certain roads, will that not then in turn alter behaviour?
That may alter the behaviour on that stretch of road for speeders. But them alerting people of actual checkpoints, the Gardaí are on social media every day reporting the amount of people they're catching, drink driving, drug driving, by actually setting up checkpoints. Google's not assisting them in them checkpoints at all.
You don't think so?
And we're really disappointed in the response from the our road safety authority. They, in their reply to Mr. Moran, they said the road safety authority will bring Mr. Moran's correspondence to the attention of the head of roads policing in Cork City. Surely this is our road safety authority. Surely they should be meeting with transport, the government, and asking them what we're asking them to do.
You want these taken down.
Sort this out.
Okay.
We need our new minister now to come on board, find out what's happening. Google's headquarters are in Dublin. Meet up with them.
So what's the difference, though, Susan, in this and the likes of the average speed cameras? For instance, we've one at the Port Tunnel. We've one, don't ask me what road it is, but I know it's the junction where you have the main Cork road where you have the junction for Tipperary. You have average speed cameras there. We have them on other routes. They've been trialled in many places. Then separately, we have days of action where the guards will give us 24 hours notice, you know, that they're out in force and loads of roads across the country, they're checking or they're going to be catching people who are speeding, and they give us plenty of notice that they're out doing that. Is that, like, are the Google camera alerts then, are they any different to that? Because we're already telling people where these cameras are in other ways. Is Susan there? Have we got Susan gone? Have we got
you
Susan?
Hear me?
Susan, I can hear you now. Apologies. Oh, I don't know what happened there.
But
you think,
okay.
Are they any different?
Andrea, it's real-time information. The guards may alert you today, will be out in force all day tomorrow, all over the country. Checkpoints, they don't say exactly where the checkpoints are going to be. Google's telling you.
But the average speed camera, we know where they are. You can find out quite easily.
Yeah, but the checkpoints is a huge issue.
Okay, so for you, it's to do with checkpoints with drink driving, then rather, I take it, Susan, than the speed camera.
Well, the guards, they're under-resourced, we know, and they're setting up checkpoints. Let's help them as much as we can. We don't need an agency to be working against their great work.
Okay.
And let them catch whoever's out there.
Okay.
Now,
Stay with me. Stay with me, Susan, sorry, if you don't mind for a few moments, because I just want to hear from some other motorists about this as well. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Kieran is with us in Cork. Kieran, you're a HGV driver. Can you see why Susan and others are annoyed about these, the Google sat-nav alerts?
Hi, Andrea. All the roads have signposts saying where the go-safe ends are. Now, I have another point about the go-safe ends. A lot of them are parked illegal, and I think they will cause accidents in some spots. They park opposite continuous double white lines. They park on corners. They park in gateways where there's no parking signs. They park across parking bays. I have pictures that I've been on. I've been lobbying about this with other people. They seem answerable to no one. And even last week in the snow, they were parked in the snow doing speed where you couldn't do 10 miles an hour. And if somebody slipped into them, who was at fault there? I tried to find out, they seem to be
okay. Well, we might come back to that point maybe, Kieran, for another day. But just around this, around whether Google or not should remove the Garda speed trap alerts, do you think they should?
I don't think so. What the problem is, there isn't enough enforcement. If you're putting up a checkpoint, everybody's going to know it. Unmarked cars are wrong if people are drink driving. That's what's needed. There's no enforcement in this country. You will see people on motorways there, fellas on the outside lane doing 50 kilometres an hour, tractors on the thing. Like, there's no enforcement. There's no one around doing that. If they can set up big checkpoints, they should be able to. Now I see they have the new HGV trucks that are on the road. They might start some of it now, the like of that. But that's what you need. You need more enforcement going around, telling everybody's going to find out if there's one big checkpoint somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy, avoidable, and everybody had a flash or something. That's to what happens.
Well,
there.
I know there's, but anyway, go on.
Enforcement on the roads with unmarked cars. That's what you need.
Justin has got in touch. He says anything that causes a car to slow down can only be a good thing. I think we should not remove these alerts from Google. Joe in Galway makes the point that he believes Susan is talking like Google is the only navigation app available. Many others have this feature as well. Google is just catching up with its competitors. Brenda Bulger from the Bulger School of Motoring is on the line. Brenda, do you think these alerts should be taken down?
I do. I absolutely do. And I think the main reason for it is when you're on the road today without these alerts, we can see signs on the road, or even if you go and Google it online, where you are potentially likely to encounter the speed camera vans. With these alerts, you're removing the thought of, I could be caught on this road. And if you're now in a phase where you know that you're going to get an alert because there's a camera there, then that removes the possibility of being caught and makes it an assurance.
Just explain this to me.
You would go down in that spot.
Brenda, will you? Because I have to be honest, I actually didn't know that you could get these alerts on your Google Maps. Like, I know when if you have your using your Google Maps for directions and you have the speed limit all right is there and always there on the speed limit of the road. I actually didn't even know that you could get these speed camera alerts. So is it something that you set or does it automatically happen?
For me, actually, I had my first one last week. I was driving up to Westmead and a notification came up on my phone as I was driving. I thought, that's really odd. And it was only, and as well, like, it's a feature on your phone that you need to turn on. And I had done an update with the software on my phone, so I'm assuming it was just turned on automatically because I did not manually go in and turn it on.
You didn't know?
So I didn't know at all. I was quite surprised. But if it's a road safety alert, right, and road safety is what it's being promoted as, why is it a visual clue rather than just a specific auditory chime? If that's what they want to present it as, why are they presenting it as something that draws your eye from the road?
That you have to look at the map
to look at the map. And as well as that, how it operates is people that encounter the cameras have to make Google aware of it. So like when a certain amount of people do it, then that sends the call or the notification through. So we either then have a case where people have their passengers uploading it, they're pulling into stop to make the notification to let Google know so that Google can tell everyone else, or they're driving and doing it at the same time.
Now, what I have noticed, Brenda, though, on many Fridays where I'm driving home, you often will get a notification from Google Maps. You know, if you have it on your phone for directions or whatever, or for the, looking for the quickest route, you'll often get a notification to say roadworks have been reported 300 metres ahead on your route. And are they still there at the point at which you're passing that particular point in the road? And from when you look at it, you're supposed to tick yes or no that the roadworks are still there, or if there had been a traffic accident or a huge backlog of traffic. So I assume then, obviously, this is the same type thing. Motorists are ticking their hand off their wheel to put it to the phone to tick yes or no that the backlog is still present.
Exactly. And you also have to take your eyes off the road to read that message. So it can't be wrapped up in a bow and presented as something that's road safety. Like I was saying, you have your signs on the road that tells you that potentially this is an area where you can encounter a speed camera. And now with these alerts, you know exactly whether or not that place has a speed camera. Now, you could be the unfortunate driver who is speeding and you're the first one to encounter the speed camera and you're the first one to send on the alert. But I think overall what's going to happen here is it's actually going to increase the speed where people are not getting those alerts, because now they know they'll
they think
only
they're safe
have to
enough.
Go slow in a specific spot and reducing those spots.
Alan in Wicklow says on the speed checks, drivers can already check an official website to see where and when the speed vans are located. So what's the difference? Is that the case, Brenda?
Well, I don't know if you can actually get the date and time, because that would kind of mean
that.
Having access to people's work rosters, and I would imagine there's a GDPR issue. But you can actually go online and you can find a map where it will tell you and show you where all the speed cameras are.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually called speed trap, and I think the word trap needs to be eradicated from it as well, because a trap is something that you're enticed into. Nobody's enticing you to speed. Nobody's enticing you to drive badly. That's a choice you're making yourself. So it's not a trap.
The Garda publish where their checkpoints are on their website. That's how Google know where they are. So one listener tells me. Maybe that's the case, is it? I don't know, it? It could be totally... Someone in the Guards will let us know if that's right. 1800 453 106. Sinead says, it has been proven that the high profile presence is the most effective deterrent to speeding. Generating revenue by sending drivers a speeding fine in the post is not a speeding deterrent. People slow down when they are aware of speed checks and cameras. So is that not the whole point, Brenda?
But you slow down in that spot. So if somebody's sending me a message on my phone to let me know, Google or Waze or Apple or whoever it is sending me a message on my phone to let me know in 500 metres there's a speed camera, I am instantly going to slow down. And what you'll find is people who aren't breaking the speed limit will also slow down, because we all have that little moment when we see the camera and we're like, oh, am I speeding?
Okay.
And then what will happen is they'll get past that camera and then they know that there isn't another one down the road. So the foot's going back on the gas again until they can get to the camera again.
Damien is with us. Damien, do you think these alerts should be taken down or removed?
Well, the short answer, Andrea, I would leave it as it is. It's a fait accompli. It's there. I'd try and make the best of it. I take the points that are made, very valid points. I'd be on the side of the Guards insofar as there's not the fish in a barrel fines, absolutely precipitous fines, no warning, no nothing. The van, at least some people do telegraph that it's coming up with the flash of the lights, the old bush telegraph thing. I'm not technical, so I wouldn't be distracted with these alerts coming up. But I'd be with the Guards that it's an improvement, that there's not this fine in the post as much as there used to be. Absolutely, ruthless justice, if you like. But I'll leave it as it is and see if there's any further infringement, any sort of beating down on people. I'd rather just referring to the interview this morning there over congestion in cities like Cork, I'd rather see the focus going on solving those problems, because they really affect people's lives. I'm more in the cities than I am in the rural areas and intercity. So
you see a lot of that.
They don't annoy me. They don't distress me. Yeah. I try and keep within the speed limits.
Okay. Robert is with us. Robert, you're a taxi driver. Do you want to see the sat-nav alerts and Google alerts done away with?
No, I rather prefer them like that. And I tell you what, I'd rather see more presence of the guards on the road. I think that would make it a safer, like a, you know, actively pulling drivers with bad behaviors. You know, yeah, more in that way. And in 2025, there are ways, there are different ways around it. And like if you take them down, okay, so they're not, you're not going to have them on Google Maps, those things, but you'd have them on Waze, or it would be a different app doing exactly the same thing. Yes, people, I would say they're you know, they're better this way. I think it's safer. Yeah.
Another text. No, go. Do you want to just make a final point there?
No,
you finished. Okay. Mairead Forsyth is with us. Mairead is from the Love 30 campaign. What's your view of these notifications, Mairead?
I think it's disgraceful of Google to be giving these notifications to people. I mean, I take the point that sometimes the Gardaí do say where checkpoints are going to be, but we don't have enough guard enforcement. We don't have enough enforcement. And the least we can do is let the enforcement we have some effect and detect people who are driving too fast. I mean, that gentleman there said that relieving congestion is more important. 10 people have died in our roads so far this year. We know that speeding is the main factor in about 30% of road fatalities. So we've got to achieve traffic, cars going moving slower. All motorised traffic.
So should we take down all alerts or notifications then?
Yes.
So, I can understand. Like, I take Susan's point around the difference between detecting speeding and then your drink driving and your drug driving checkpoints, right? Because we notify people of the average speed cameras, and we say that from this point in the road to this point of the road, if you're doing any more than whatever the average is, you're going to get points and you're going to be caught for speeding. So I can see why people think there's similarities between that and the Google alerts, but I understand the difference when it comes to if somebody's drink driving and they get this notification, they might take slip road off or turn off the M50 or whatever road it is they're on.
But they're also slowing down. No, I think that the point about the speed cameras that are there, the average speed cameras, is they are very expensive to install and maintain. So you can only do it on small stretches of road where you know there's a problem. And you know, they don't operate on kind of smaller country roads, which is where most of the worst crashes are happening, are on the 80-kilometre roads. And that's much harder to police with an average speed camera. You can only do it on the motorway or in the port tunnel. So you've got to have, you know, a mobile police force that can move around and detect at points where it's known that motorists speed, where you can't set up these complicated systems. So you've got to have a variety of enforcement messages. And what Google is doing is saying, look, it's all right to speed. You only have to slow down when the guards are out trying to catch you.
I don't know if that...
We should be encouraging everybody. And Google...
Well, it's not just Google, I should say now.
It's not just
Google.
Because
there's Waze and there's loads of different brands people are texting me here about... Look, the very mixed views about this, right? One listener, there's apps like Waze that do the traffic cameras anyway, so it doesn't matter if Google shows the checkpoints or not. There are other apps that provide this service, and Google are great for traffic accidents on the road construction, which are more beneficial. There's also the Facebook groups, the WhatsApp groups that alert people.
We're talking about road safety here. We want to persuade every driver to obey the speed limits that are there. That's what
not just when you get an alert.
Try and achieve.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
So it shouldn't be just slow down.
Okay.
We know that drivers exceed the speed limit.
Okay. The speed cameras and alerts are total nonsense. We simply need proper enforcement to deter speeding and poor driving on roads. This will make them much safer. In the UK, they train larger traffic sections separate to the police that are on the beat, and that is their sole function. Another listener again, I don't understand the logic of removing the speed camera alerts. The driver gets an alert, they slow down. Is that not the aim? The aim isn't to catch people, but to get people to alter their driving and to just slow down on the roads. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Susan, Brenda, Kieran, Damien, Mairead, Robert, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.